It's time now for today's post-game coaches interview presented by Bearings. And coach, this game coming off a pair of losses, you could tell with the energy, especially from you in this second half, of how important this was an early season game to go out and get.
Well, we went back to kindergarten, you know, for 20 years now. It's been four objectives every time we step on the court: get better, play to win, fight to win every possession, and have fun. And we have missed some of those over the last week or so. And I thought they all showed their beautiful faces tonight, and we were able to get better. We were able to have fun. I thought we fought to win every possession, and I thought we really played to win.
Talk about your
bigs. You know, you get a 16-1 lead, and then you struggle to keep it, and almost go into halftime. And just, you know, reflective again about the last two games, San Francisco and New Mexico State. We were 6-0 and 5-0 in the last minute of those two games. Tonight we were 3-2. So wasn't perfect, but we were 3-2.
Much better. And, yeah. Coach, looking at your bigs, both of them played fantastic. When you look at Sam Menenga and Luka Brankovic, Menenga 17 points on 7 of 10, 5 rebounds, looked under control again. And then Luka's line with 14 points, 11 rebounds, 6 assists for him as well.
We were fortunate to stay out of foul trouble. I think that's critical. So the rhythm was there. I like the way we utilized our bench today. I thought our bench gave us great minutes. And, you know, last night we had said that, at least as a staff when we met, that Mike had played too many minutes, that Lee had played too many minutes, Luka had played too many minutes, and Foster had played too many minutes. We had four guys who played too many minutes. So now we get 17 minutes out of Dez tonight. We get 14 out of Nelson. We thought he had too many last night. We get 17 out of Grant. And the only one that had 30-plus minutes was Luka. And I think that's a critical. Maybe Mike doesn't make those two threes at the end if he was playing the 35 minutes that he had been playing. You know, so I think tournaments like this give us an opportunity to use the bench. It's always a question whether you want to use it or not use it. And today we pulled the trigger and used it with Grant, with Nelson, and with Dez, and we tried to get DK, but DK got two quick fouls, so that would have been the ninth. And then, you know, M and Storm and Chris, their time will come. They work so hard that their time will come, and we think we can get a deep bench out of this.
You talked about end of the first half, and it was Luka Brajkovic hitting the three to after they had tied it, and then early in the second half, they cut it to one, and it was, again, him taking a three and hitting it. What about his development? He's so confident on that three-point shot now.
Yeah, and, you know, he's 2 for 3 from three tonight. And, I mean, he had a couple of point-blank shots from inside the paint that he didn't knock down. Very surprisingly, missed a couple of them. And but a double-double. My goodness gracious, it's double-double and 6 assists. So, John Axel Goodmanson should be saying to himself, well, geez, maybe here's Luka getting a triple-double one of these days.
And we're going to talk to him in a moment, but what about Desmond Watson? You can see his confidence growing.
You know, Dez has gone through a great transition. He was the man. He could do anything he wanted, and everything was called for him, and we've asked him to adjust to our system. We've asked him to adapt to our system while still trying to give him the ability to use his talent. So discipline had to come before the freedom. I think he's done an extraordinary job of understanding that discipline, understanding sacrifice equals reward. So he's cutting, he's screening, he's running, he's defending, and he's doing it to sacrifice for somebody else. Well, we called his number tonight, and he drives to the baseline and gets those two foul shots. And, you know, just terrific. We played him the 18 minutes tonight, which we projected we were going to play him. So I said to him last night, I said, there's a trust factor here. I've trusted you, and you've trusted me when you came to Davidson, and you've trusted me when I've asked you to put aside some of the things you've done in the past and adapt to our system. Well, I'm going to show you that trust tonight, because I'm putting you in at the 17-minute mark. I'm going to put you back in at the 11-minute mark and back in at the 8-minute mark, and that's what we did, and I thought he responded incredibly well.
He definitely showed off his strength in this game. Coach, in that second half where they were sort of lingering, What was so important on the Davidson side to make sure they didn't get back in that game because you all executed?
Well, you got to get stops. And I thought that in a 24-hour turnaround, Kevin Kuick had the scout, turned it around really quickly and got our guys focused. And this is not an easy 24-hour turnaround pen because they have so many actions, as we discussed early on this morning. You know, they make a lot of these actions that we've used, the highway, the cut screens, the fades, the pin-ins. And because we knew those actions a little bit, but because Kevin went through the simulated responses to them in our walkthrough in a hotel this morning, I thought we were very well prepared, and I thought our defense was pretty sharp today.
Well, Coach, you get an off day. It's not truly an off day, but tomorrow there's no game scheduled. What will it look like for the team heading into the final game on Sunday night?
Jared, you're asking the wrong guy. I have no idea.
They didn't update you on that schedule yet?
I have no idea. I just, I'm just very pleased that we had this victory because teamwork was such a critical part of it, and our guys played very well together as a team.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live. Proud partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.